You are now listening to Tempo Podcast.
Can you take part in this exercise for a moment? Imagine a world where all hierarchy is abolished. There is no rank among people and no protocol to follow. Each person is equal to the other in all matters of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Imagine a world in the fullness of resource, in the fullness of opportunity, space to thrive, space to think, space to create, multiply, and express the essence of who we truly are. Imagine yourself not responding to the winds of life, not replaying your past experiences over and over and over again. I found a peculiar statement in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. 33, after they arrived at Capernaum and settled in a house, Jesus asked his disciples, "What were you discussing out on the road?" But they did not answer him because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. Verse 35, he sat down, called the 12 disciples over to him and said, "Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else." 36, then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me." There's a few elements I want to point out. Element one is found in verse 33. What were you discussing out on the road? Take note here, Jesus is asking the question in past tense. So therefore, he was actively listening to the amateur hour they were having. However, he was slow to engage. Element two, found in verse 35, he said, "Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else." Notice, the answer is not presented in a form of solution or resolve, but instead, it's in a form of a challenge. Element three, which is very important, is found in verse 36 and 37. He said, "Then he put a child among them, taking the child in his arms and said to them, 'Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me.'" Here's the overall conceptual understanding of this exchange. We found ourselves in competitive conversations and environments because there is levels of our childhood that we skipped as we aged. In other words, our foundation as it pertains to identity has gaps. And in order to fill these gaps or to fill these voids is going to take some revisitations. Let me give you the three levels of childhood. One is instruction, two is guidance, and three is demonstration. The first level of childhood is instruction, but there are four types of instruction, but let me give you what instruction is. Instruction is detailed information, telling how something should be done, telling how something should be operated, and telling how something should be assembled. One of the types of instruction is directed instruction. This is when the parent, the guardian, the manager, or the mentor sets the purpose for the child or the student to reach certain targets. Next is guided instruction. Again, the parent, the guardian, the manager, or the mentor works together with the child, the student, or the mentee together for a purpose. Next is collaborative instruction. This is when the student or the child or the mentee engages the principles of the instruction among their peers, the people they dwell among in their environments. Next, independent instruction. This is when the child or the mentee or the student applies the knowledge to unique situations in life. However, independently, no assistance, no one there to help them if they come across a stumbling block. No one there to stand next to them as they go through their process. The next level of childhood is guidance. Guidance is advice provided to solve a problem or to improve something, right? Also to help someone discover and develop potential. But guidance is twofold. One is for the person who's given it, but the other is for the person who's receiving it. Guidance will only work if the person who is receiving it has a high level of respect for the person who's giving it. But also, to the person who's receiving it, you have to utilize the advice for it to be impactful in your life. The next level of childhood is demonstration. Demonstration is a visual approach to examining information, ideas, and processes. It is a teaching method that allows the child or the mentee or the student to see the parent, guardian, mentor, or teacher or manager in this instance, to see them actively engaged as a learner, right? Or a model to what they're relaying to someone. But there are two kinds of demonstration. One, there is method, and the other is result. Method is the explanation phase. It's telling someone that I know how to approach this situation and let me show you. But we have the result type where it says, I'm going to show you by example the results of a practice by means of evidence that can be seen, heard, or felt. So let us begin again, start over, re-examine our competitive talks or our positional status, remove egos, remove traditional customs, and welcome people, places, and things as Jesus did, wrapping his arms around a little child, a symbolic reference of instruction, guidance, demonstration, because this is the foundation of who we are.
Hope you enjoyed Tempo Podcast today. You can subscribe on all podcast platforms and on our website at www.paysetmovement.com. Thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, create momentum, then dictate tempo.